Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Heather Mitchell and Tom Loker, here to talk about Juno Cabaret. Welcome.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks for having us on the air again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever performed Jingle Bells, this jazzy version of it?
Oh, yeah.
So are you both ready for the holidays?
Yes. Yes.
Mostly. 90% ready? Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty ready.
For me, that is amazing.
It's a week to go, so 90% is great. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm rehearsing 3 more singers, and I'll be ready for the concert tomorrow, 5 o'clock at Centennial Hall Lobby. The holiday extravaganza for Juno Cabaret. We're really excited to give that for the 3rd time. So,
all right. And do you guys enjoy this time of year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We stay pretty busy. I mean, let's see. We've sung, in addition to regular performances, we've done Wildflower Court, and we'll do some Pioneer Home. And those are always the best, is to be able to go in and sing Christmas songs.
And tomorrow, Allison's going to sing at Adult Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us briefly, what is Juno Cabaret, for those who don't know?
Juno Cabaret is a project that started in 2009. Laura Haywood was our founder and gathered a few singers and accompanists to try and celebrate some of the music from the Great American Songbook. It's grown into a regular program that's given every few months. We have open call shows where any singer who can line up an accompanist and is over 15 can get on stage and try to sing 2 songs. Holiday Extravaganza is a little different. Each singer prepares 1 song each, and they pick from a list. And we have 19 singers signed up to perform tomorrow. We're really excited.
19?
Yeah.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
I want to take a step back and just ask, how was 2018 for Juno Cabaret? Can you recap some of the high points?
Definitely. Oh.
Yeah, it was a fabulous year. What we did was, we were in our season 2 of the Great American Songbook series, which is a collaboration that we entered into to be able to bring a live kind of learning lecture and song format to a specific composer. And so we did that at the APK. And that was started there. And so this year, the beginning of this year, we were in our 2nd season there. And when we got to the fall, we've expanded that program out a little bit. We start now in the fall instead of in the winter. And we've added the location of the Juno Public Library out in the Mendenhall Valley to that particular concert series. So we do an afternoon performance on Saturdays at the APK, and then we do an evening performance in the Valley at the Mendenhall Library at 6, so it's great.
On Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit more about the Great American Songbook? How does that connect with your concert series?
Well, The songbook is a collection of composers who wrote mostly between 1920 and 1960.
All Americans?
Yes. Many immigrants, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their songs live on and have staying power because they were made popular in Broadway shows or movies and eventually picked up by recording artists and made into hits on the Hit Parade and later Great American Top 40. And a lot of these songs continue to be performed. Current artists make albums of standards. A lot of these songs are referred to as standards.
Yeah, every 5 years, or maybe even every 3 to 5 years, you're going to see some pop star, some rock star come out with a standards album. So that just tells you that it really does have a place, a lasting place in American popular music.
Can you give me an example of a concert that you've curated using the songbook? And you mentioned there's some lectures that go along with it, too. How does the songbook inform the itinerary?
Probably the best attended, concerts were the tributes to the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira Gershwin. That was curated by Laura Haywood. And then another concert tribute to Cole Porter that was curated by Heather Mitchell. Those were very well attended with a line out the door, and that's why we decided to have a second a reprise concert in the Valley the second day. What's often done is we have a handful of singers perform excerpts of that composer's work, and then a narrator talks about the composer's life and their contribution to the songbook and to American song and to show business.
Very interesting. And so it sounds like a lot of the year was dedicated to the Great American Songbook, and last season as well, or
yes.
Is this this season?
Yeah, and the open call shows, we ask singers to prepare 2 songs and have 1 be from that catalog of American Songbook songs. The other thing that people, I think, come to realize is great American Songbook songs are very versatile and are open to improvisation and interpretation and can still be recognized even if they're remade. And the musicians and singers involved in Juno Cabaret love to breathe new life into old standards and rework these songs with new arrangements that keep them fresh and keep them interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's and what's nice, I think what's also nice about these opportunities, I think with both our open call shows and the songbook shows, it really is very accessible. It's both accessible for the singer because we get a chance to work with music that is just so very kind to us. We can make all kinds of modification and adjustments to do something new and different to that music and make it ours. And try to kind of create certain signature sounds for ourselves. And then in terms of the lecture concerts, we give just enough lecture. We give just enough of those tidbits, that behind the music kind of stuff, to really pique your curiosity about that composer and what their motivations were for putting together certain pieces of music. And then we give you those excerpts. It's not a super long concert, but in the course of a pretty short period of time, you just got some really, really wonderful information. And so for the open call shows, it's great for the singers because our investment to get up on that stage or to do one or two songs is not onerous. So for somebody who's just getting back onto the stage after maybe a long hiatus or they've never been on the stage, we have teens that we reach out to that come in, and very often it's the holiday show with their one secular Christmas song that they come up and do that's how they, you know, the bug bites them and they really want to get back on the stage and do more singing with us.
That's great. And we will talk more about how to get involved with Juno Cabaret if you're itching to sing. For the rest of 2018, I know you guys put on Who's Your Diva. So how did that go?
Who's Your Diva belongs to the Juno Lyric Opera,
which is a sister
organization. People confuse them all the time because Luke Weld is the music director for Who's Your Diva. And he is also an accompanist for Juno Cabaret. So it's an ordinary mistake. And many of the singers perform in both companies.
Yes, we have a bunch of divas
too.
That sing in our group.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on.
So
then.
We have the lecture concert series, the open call shows, and the holiday extravaganza.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the year's not over yet. So the cabaret's got the Rush Hour Holiday Extravaganza concert planned for this Wednesday in the Centennial Hall lobby at 5 p.m. And there's 19 local singers. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Well, we have three newcomers, and we're so pleased to welcome three newcomers to the stage at Juno Cabaret. For the very first time, we're going to have a local artist, songwriter, Marion Call, another great singer, Jocelyn Rabau, who works at Centennial Hall, and we've been trying to get her to sing with Juno Cabaret for a long time. She's finally going to do it. Mike Gamble is our other newcomer. He has a local band. He's in a local band called Gamble and the High Cost of Living, and he performs all over the place, but this time he'll be with us doing a Christmas song called Merry Christmas, Baby.
Heather, will you be singing?
I will be singing. And I also usually MC these shows, so I'll keep everything humming along. We also have a lot of really wonderful kind of mainstays for us. Margot Youngberg will be singing with us. Alyssa Fisher will be singing with us. Allison Holtkamp will be singing with us. In addition, we've got John Haywood and Aria Moore is going to be singing with us. She's one of our can't call her a teen. She's a younger, but she's in a younger adult and got her start really as a teen. And so we're glad to have her back. We've got Alicia Fallberg, who takes a step off of the JDT stage, you know, long enough to be able to sing with us at our holiday show.
Now that Nutcracker's over, she has time again to sing Santa Baby at Juno Cabaret.
Exactly.
And then Jocelyn Miles will be singing also. Heather Mitchell, who's sitting here in the studio with us, Annika Knotts Morgan, a great operatically trained singer, is going to.
I sing with her in other groups. So this is going to be great.
Linda Stover, also known as LZ, and Terry Gallant, Therese Thibodeau, Ardine Womack. We have some great singers.
Christina Pollock.
Oh yeah, Christina Pollock's going to open the show. And there's one other. Oh, Beatrice Cagel is going to sing a song en français. That'll be nice.
We can always count on Beatrice to sing us our foreign language ones and do a good job at it, too.
And then we're so pleased David Shakely Early is going to join us on drums. Luke and I will be playing piano and keyboard bass. David's going to join us on drums throughout the whole show. And he's never missed a holiday extravaganza. He loves Juno Cabaret, and he loves working with singers and breathing new life into these old standards I'll Be Home for Christmas, White Christmas, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. People love these songs, and they love to hear them interpreted by singers they know, local people. I'd say arrive early for a good seat. Centennial Hall, Wednesday the 19th, 5 p.m.
Which is tomorrow, by the way.
Right.
And whatever inspired you to set up a rush hour concert? Like, who were you hoping to snag with these tunes?
In 2009, Juno Cabaret brought a subset of singers over to the Canvas. The Canvas was sort of new at having concerts. And they suggested we try a concert at rush hour, right after work, so people would come right after the business day. And it was very successful, but we outgrew the Canvas instantly. It did not fit all the people that came, and I thought, we have to find another place to give this show in the future. And we used Rockwell Ballroom for a while, and now we're moving to Centennial Hall Lobby. So.
And this is the first time in the Centennial Hall Lobby,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we're very excited to work with them. It's a great crew, a nice building, parking, bathrooms, handicapped accessible, drinking fountain, vending machines, things we didn't have other places. So it'll be nice.
Yeah, and since it's a rush hour concert and we're in the holiday season, you know, if you want to go out with your friends and have a drink or something to eat, you're within walking distance from several establishments in that area that you can go do that and then do a little bit of shopping, and get those last minute items for the holidays. So, you know, that's kind of what our thinking was.
I think it's a great idea. Sounds like it's working well for you guys. How could someone get involved with Juno Cabaret if they want to sing next year?
Well, they should go to our website, www.junocabaret.net. There are pages there and tabs that'll tell you about our mainstay, you know, kind of our main events, our special events, and how to sign up to become an open call performer. And so it's a submission. You know, you send an email. We go ahead and get you on the list for the event and do it that way. You can also get information about our events at our Facebook page, the Juno Cabaret Facebook page.
But most importantly, I encourage listeners to come to the concerts, see what it's all about. And if you're out in the audience thinking, I could get up there and sing that, please talk to one of us about signing up for a future concert.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever just been blown away at one of the open call concerts with someone that you
constantly
never saw coming from?
Constantly.
Constantly. You know, I didn't even know he or she sang, and then they get up on stage and bring the house down consistently.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Heather Mitchell and Tom Loker from Juno Cabaret, talking about the Holiday Extravaganza concert, Rush Hour concert tomorrow, 5 p.m. Centennial Hall, and it's pay as you can, which is very nice of you guys. Very generous. So thank you both so much for talking to me. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Shelley, thanks so much for having us on the air. We hope all your listeners can come. Remember, Wednesday the 19th, 5 o'clock, Centennial Hall Lobby.
You got it.
Pay as you can.
Happy holidays, you too.
Thanks, you too.